Welcome to Time of Restoration Broadcast. We are so happy that you have tuned in and pray that something will be said to bless you, encourage your heart, lift your spirit, and increase your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice glad in this day. We thank God for his goodness and for his mercies that are new every morning. Every day he loadeth us up with benefits. Yes. The first thing we should do the minute we get out of the bed is to give him thanks and to give him praise for all that he has done for us and for all that he will be doing. You know, when I think back over my life, you know, I just thank God for where he has brought me from. Migrated in my early 20s to New Jersey, not realizing I was following my destiny and my purpose. I had to migrate to where the Lord positioned me to prepare me for my destiny. So I just thank God for his goodness and his mercies and his faithfulness unto us. Oh, my goodness, God is so good. And we thank God again for Pastor Kenny. He's with us again on this evening. And I tell you, the times are treacherous.
Yes, very treacherous.
But we are living in the time that God can do so many things through us and in us. I mean, we're living in an opportune time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We're living in a time that we can cry loud and spare not and warn the people of thy transgressions. You know, we're just praying for people everywhere. You know, asking the Lord to open up blinded eyes and deaf ears and to change minds and hearts and desires. God has done all that he is going to do by sending his son, and his son has given his life. So all we need to do is prepare ourselves to receive Jesus and to pray for those that are struggling with drug addictions and all manner of addictions, pornography, people that are caught up in sex trafficking, stealing, killing, hijacking, I mean, it just so many things going on. People need the Lord. They need the Lord. And we are praying, you know, that we just hope that this word someone would hear and their lives will be changed. I'm going to be reading Psalms 56, and it says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man will swallow me up. He, fighting daily, oppresseth me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity in thine anger? Cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, but thou my tears into Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?
Yes.
Well, here's another Psalms of David asking the Lord to be merciful to unto him and always praying about his enemies.
Yes.
Always praying about
Jesus. His
enemies. The one thing about David, whenever he would get to the end of his prayer, you know, even though he was asking God to do this to the enemy and do that to the enemy, when he got to the end of the prayer, he realized, look, I'm trusting you, Lord.
Trusting the Lord, yes.
I'm getting all in a tither and in a way about these enemies. I'm going to put them into your hands.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do.
Yes, we do.
Because we all have enemies.
Yes.
We all have enemies. David, in the New Living Translation, it says in verse 8, no matter what our sorrows are, God cares.
Yes.
No matter what our sorrows are, God cares. So all we have to do is to trust him, stand on his word, pray that he'll be merciful to us.
Yes.
And he is.
He is, yes.
It's his grace and his mercies
that
are following us every day.
Every day.
Every day. Father God, I ask for forgiveness for anything that I might have done out of your will. I thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to come, oh God, to the most holy of holies, to pray and to stand in the gap for those that are lost,
those
that are destroyed. Oh God, those that are hopeless. God, we thank you because the fervent, effective prayer of the righteous availeth much. Lord, I ask tonight that you would touch lives.
Yes.
Lord, that you would heal broken marriages,
yes.
Broken relationships,
yes.
Broken homes, God.
Yes.
God, you're able to do exceeding abundantly above that we would even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God, today we are praying for leaders of nations all over the world.
Yes.
We are praying for our president. We are praying, oh God, for the condition and the state of America.
Yes.
Lord, we are asking, oh God, that you know all that is going on. And it's just amazing how you see people at work to bring others down.
Yes, yes.
While they're trying to push themselves up.
Jesus.
But many times when they're trying to come against you or against your people, just like Mordecai, when Haman, it was the name of Haman, yes, was coming against Mordecai, he was plotting against him. But what he was plotting ended up against him, and he hung on his own gallows.
Jesus.
So you can just see things in America that has been going on and things that are happening. They are designed to wipe people out and to counsel them and to destroy them, but it's not working the way people thought it was going to work.
No.
So God is in control.
Yes, he is.
So God, we are praying for an upcoming election. You know who's to be there.
Yes.
We know it's going to be chaotic.
Yes.
So Lord, we are praying in advance.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
God.
Yes.
You know what we need as a people,
as
a nation.
Yes.
You see the chaos that we are in and the condition.
Yes.
Not that no man can fix it, but we know you can through someone.
Yes.
And Lord, we're asking that your will be done. Whoever you would want to be on as the president on that seat, we are praying in advance that your will be done and your kingdom come.
Yes.
God, today we are praying that rapists, robbers, and murderers, carjackers will be apprehended.
Yes.
Lord, we are praying for those that are on our prayer list.
Yes.
God, we are praying, oh God, that those that are sick And they're believing God for healings for their bodies, God. We are praying for Jill and Nina. We are praying for Valletta and Vanessa.
Yes.
God, we are praying, God, for all those that are on our list. I cannot think of all the names right now, but you know their needs.
Yes.
God, we're praying for restoration, our local assembly. We thank you, God. We're lifting up every family, every need.
Family,
we thank you for Pastor Kennan, his family, his wife and children. We're praying for our day care, Lord.
Yes.
We are thanking, oh God, we are praying for the parents and our students. And Lord, we are praying for the elderly. We are praying for caregivers, God.
Yes.
We are praying for, oh God, our local governors and mayors, oh God. We are asking, oh God, that you will continually to change lives and change hearts and minds and desires. And Lord, we are asking today that you will bless Israel.
We're
praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace. We're praying for war-torn areas such as Ukraine, such as Nigeria, and places we do not even know of. And Lord, we're praying for those that are yet, you know, have not heard about Jesus.
Yes.
Have not even heard about his name.
Jesus.
And you said you will not come back until everyone has had the opportunity.
Yes.
So, Lord, as we are embarking upon the word, that this word will touch one, more than one, because, you know, one is a multitude. So we're asking today that you will be done, your kingdom come on earth.
Yes.
As it is in heaven. Be with us. Speak through us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we are in our new teaching, Speak Life.
Speak Life.
Speak Life.
Yes.
speak life. Mm. Hallelujah. Well, the verse in Proverbs 18 verse 21, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death. The tongue has the power of life and death.
Yes.
And those who love it will eat its fruit.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I was thinking about, I think we were, did I just read a scripture about the consequences of the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You go reap.
Yes.
Have you ever been around a person that's just talk?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
talk. I mean, you can't even get a word.
Can't get a word in.
Edgewise.
No.
What do you think is going on there? What that's going on?
Not sure. Some people like to hear themselves talk. And then some are just talking. And with as we've been learning, with no life, it's just talk.
It's just talk.
And we need, as you were saying and teaching us, that we need to be able to speak life. And when we speak to each other, you know, it's meaningful. It's just not talk. It's just not, I'm trying to get on your good side or find favor. But I'm speaking to what God has placed in my heart to say for you. That's what I think. Some people just love to hear themselves.
Hear themselves talk. You know, Luke 6:4-5 says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart.
Yes.
And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart.
Mm.
For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
Yes.
Yeah. So it says here that Jesus reminds us that our speech and actions reveal our true underlying beliefs, attitudes, and motivations. Mm. The good impressions we try to make cannot last if we are being deceptive.
Yes.
Your heart reveals itself in your speech and behavior.
Yes.
And you know, have you ever been around people that when you're always around them, they're always down?
Yes.
They're always negative.
Mm-hmm.
They're always depressed. And you want to, you know, share, you know, to speak life.
Speak life.
You know, you have to say what you want.
Yes, that's
true. If you wake up in the morning and you're not feeling your best, Just declare out of your mouth, today is going to be the best day of my life because Jesus lives big on the inside of me.
Yes.
We have to declare and decree our day.
Yes.
We have to say what we want.
Yes.
That's why the life and power is death and life is in the power of the tongue, because we can have what we say.
Yes.
The more we say what we want, we will have
it. We will have it. Yes.
You know. So when a man is speaking, sometimes the issues that's coming out of his, the words that's coming out of his mouth is the issues that's in his heart.
Yes.
So we have to guard our hearts.
Gotta guard it.
Have to guard our hearts. We talked about that on last week, guarding our hearts. Mm. And I had also read this scripture last week, but it was in a different version. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
Yes.
Because I had talked about the fact that when we speak negative things about ourselves or circumstances we are involved in, you know, and the first person that's going to hear it are our ears. So we want to make sure we want to speak anything that's wholesome, that's beneficial, you know.
Yes.
Proverbs 13:3, it says, those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin.
Mm.
How many people are in jail or in bad situations now because of that talk?
Yes.
When they should have just shut up, closed their mouths, and been quiet.
Yes.
But just that talking got them to a lifetime of trouble.
Yes, yes.
A lifetime of trouble.
Lifetime.
Mm. 1 Peter 3:9, it says, do not repay evil with evil, or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing.
Jesus.
Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing.
Yes. Yes.
Do not repay evil for evil. So if someone curses you out, you don't turn around and curse them out. Mm-hmm.
Bless them.
You're going to bless them.
Bless them. Yes.
Don't render evil for evil.
No.
Yes. Mm. It says in Proverbs 15:4, the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Oh,
wow. Jesus.
The soothing tongue is a tree of life. Proverbs 17:28, we're talking about speaking life.
Yes.
Even fools are taught wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. and that's a good way to be.
Yes.
Of course, some people sometimes should be speaking up. They're quiet when they should be speaking up.
Yes.
But clearly, even fools are thought wise if they keep silent.
Yes.
The Bible says it's better to be quick to hear.
And slow.
Slow to speak.
Yes.
So that's how you do that.
Yes.
You just sit and you listen.
Take it in.
And you observe.
Yes.
It's through observation.
Yes.
But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word.
Every empty.
They have spoken.
Jesus.
I'm going to look this up. See what the commentator is going to say on that. Matthew 12, 36. It says, what if everything we have ever said were to be played back for all you to hear? Jesus reminds us that what we say reveals what is in our hearts. What kind of words come from your mouth? They reveal what is in your heart.
Yes.
You can't solve your heart problem. However, just by cleaning up your speech, you must ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with new attitudes and motives. Then your speech will be cleansed as its source.
Yes. Yes.
You can't solve your heart problem just by cleaning up your speech. You must ask the Holy Spirit, to fill you with new attitudes and motives.
Glory to God. Yes.
Then your speech will be cleansed as its source. James 1:19, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. And these scriptures are coming from the NIV version. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Yes.
Proverbs 10:19, sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold thou tongues. You know, there are people in their graves today because of wanting to have that last word.
Yes.
Wanting to have that last word.
Yes.
And that last word was a result of them losing their life.
Their life, yes. Jesus.
I remember in the earlier years of our marriage, and how the Lord said to me, zip up and shut up.
Yes.
I mean, he told me that clearly.
Yes.
Zip up and shut up.
Yes.
And do you know, for 10 years or more, I zipped up and I shut up.
Yes, yes.
And Joe was just amazed, you know. And then after we got saved, he said, well, you respond to me now that I've gotten saved.
Yes.
Differently.
Right.
I said, well, 10 years the Lord told me to zip up and shut up.
Yes.
But after we got saved, now we can come together and reason.
Reason together. Yes. Yes.
You, come on. But I mean, that he I was so tickled when he said that to me. But the Lord clearly told me to zip up and shut up.
Yes.
And through that, and while I was zipped up and shut up, I prayed for Joe.
Yes.
I fasted for him.
Jesus.
And that prophecy that was prophesied over our lives, it came into reality, into fruition.
Yes.
Because I trusted God.
Yes.
I obeyed him when he said, zip up, shut up. Because, I mean, what does it profit you to have the last word?
It don't benefit.
It doesn't benefit. Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah. So I thank God, you know, for being able to have control over, you know, yourself, that you don't have to speak every time you think you need to speak.
Yes.
What I did, what I couldn't say to Joe, I said to God.
Yes.
I prayed to him.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him about him.
Yes.
About what was going on.
Yes.
And as time went, things changed. The Lord saved him.
Yeah.
And the rest was just history. And Joe loved the Lord, I tell you.
Yes, he did.
He loved the teaching of the cross, and he was just excited about that. A person finds joy in giving an apt reply. And how good is a timely word? I'm going to read that. Could you read that in the Proverbs 15:13? Proverbs 15:23. I would like to hear what that says in the King James.
15:23?
Yes.
A man have joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken, glory, in due season. How good is it?
Wow.
A man have joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season.
Amen.
How good is it? How good is it?
Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
Anger.
And that's another thing, too, as far as speaking life. We have to be conscious of how we respond to people and things.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And sometimes a gentle answer.
Yes.
You know, turns away wrath.
Yes, it does. I believe that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when you find someone that's, you know, they have an attitude or a harshness just to respond for something that's so just, you know, it could be something just simple. You ask them and they answer you so nasty. Mm-hmm. It just is uncalled for.
Yeah.
So we just thank God. We're going to stop there tonight. And we're going to give those that are listening the opportunity, if you want to call in for prayer. We're going to be giving you our number at the end of this broadcast. And for those that would like to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, the greatest thing you can do tonight, if you have never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, is to receive Him into your heart.
Yes.
This is not our home. We are just sojourners. We are on our way to heaven or to hell.
Yes.
There are two places, heaven or hell. Mm-hmm. So to avoid heaven, to avoid going to hell, you must receive Jesus.
Must receive Jesus, yes.
So if you would pray this prayer with me, Father God, I confess that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus, come and live on the inside of me. Be my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my friend. To the backslider, all you have to do is repent of your sins, confess, and the Lord will forgive you of all of your sins and all unrighteousness. God is married to the backslider.
Yes.
And all you have to do is come home back to Abba, Father, to your church family. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are waiting for you.
Yes, yes.
And so is Abba, Father. Every soul that repents on earth, there's a joy, there's a party thrown in heaven on your behalf.
Yes.
And just as they are rejoicing, Pastor Kenneth and myself are rejoicing over everyone that repented on this evening.
Yes.
Or it's the best thing, the best choice of your life.
Best choice.
The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then turn around and lose his soul?
Yes.
I can't even imagine being separated from God, our Creator, throughout eternity.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God. So I just thank God for you. We're happy for you. And whatever you do, always remember to tell someone about Jesus.